Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Coco Express, part of the Blog Talk Radio Network. Your host on the Coco Express is Aurelia Lyles. She's all about keeping it real. Great guests, interesting topics, so get on board. Listen, learn, live.
Good evening and welcome to the Coco Express show for Wednesday, the 27th of March, 2013. And it has been a great day for me. I hope your day was as good as mine was. It was just really interesting this weekend. I guess you can say we had a show on Saturday, and if many of you were listening or listened to the show, it was reality radio. We had a couple of bumps in the road and some mishaps, and I have to tell you, it was stressful, but it was fun at the same time. I really learned a lot about a lot of different things, especially traffic in Harlem. That is something that I really have to understand. I just don't. I'm a native New Yorker and still don't get it at times, but we are back again today, and hopefully we will not have this kind of fiasco again, but you really get to see what goes on behind the scenes when it comes to doing what you need to do and getting to the location you need to get to, because it's not always that easy, it's not always that cut and dry, and sometimes mishaps happen, and that's what we had. However, today's show is really interesting, it's really special, it's really important, it's fun. We're going to have one of what I call a hip-hop legend with us this evening. And I have to tell you, I have been a fan of his work, both on the screen and behind the mic as well. So it's kind of, for me, I feel like a little kid in the candy store, looking at all the candy and everything, wondering, you know, what can I choose? This is just a wonderful opportunity. And hopefully we'll make it happen this evening. I'm trying to figure out a few things. Sometimes when I seem a little distracted, it's because there's more than one thing going on behind the scenes, and I'm trying to manage a couple of things. You can call it multitasking, and I don't think any of us really can master multitasking, because you really need to concentrate on what you're doing. So that's why I seem a little distracted sometimes. However, we are going to try to get this show popping for you guys, because it's interesting, it's fun, and I think I said that already, but it really is for me. I'm kind of excited. I'm trying to keep my myself calm and my wits about me so that I can get this done. We also have some interesting shows coming up in the next couple of days, and I know many of you are going to be celebrating Easter, and that's cool, because Easter is important. It really is an important time for us to sit down and reflect as well. But for most of us, I don't know, I'm excited about this Easter weekend because I get to go see Temptation. I cannot wait to see this movie. I think it's going to be exciting. I'm going to enjoy myself because I am a Tyler Perry fan. Not everyone, you know, likes his stuff, but I really do enjoy his movies, and I think this is going to be a good one for me. So I'm excited about that. That's what I have planned for my weekend. And so I am right now trying to see exactly what's going on with this gentleman that we're supposed to be having on the show. So give me a minute to catch my breath, because I just walked in and ran and did everything, because it seems as if my schedule lately has been getting so tight, and I haven't been able to, like, sit down and take a breather, do anything. I'm just running, and it's all right. But we are kind of really making a lot of different changes to the show, and we're trying to see what works and what doesn't. And as I said before to many of you, please let us know your thoughts. Let us know what you think. Give us a call. those of you who have the number, and you know, contact us on the website. Send us an email so we'll understand, because we don't know what we're doing and if we're doing it right by you if you don't give us some feedback. So basically, we really, really need that. And I'm going to tell you, we are supposed to be having the wonderful, the amazing Big Daddy Kane on the show this evening. So we're trying to see if we can get all of that together and stuff. I'm trying to get in contact with my production assistant to see exactly where things are as we work through our schedule. So I'll just give you a little background of, you know, what's going on. Many of you know Big Daddy Kane. He was one of the most diverse and innovative MCs back in the late 80s, early 90s. And he was, you know, he's good looking. Yeah, I can say that for sure. And he did some things that not all the MCs or rappers were doing at the time. He branded himself, and he created a brand that was geared to the ladies, and not everybody was thinking in that direction. He was the only person that did a show strictly for the ladies. He did two shows really strictly for the ladies, and he just kind of put himself in a category aside from the others, and it appears that he has matured, and but his innovation and creativity has also matured and taken him to another level, and that's why we're having him here today, so we can see how he's transitioned to a whole nother plane. And it's amazing. He has he's with a group, and it's an amazing group. The sound is unique, but really, really, really cool. I really like it. So what I'm gonna do for you is, I'm going to play one song that I really like while I try to locate our guest and see exactly what's going on. I believe the song is Keep On Shining. And I'll tell you what I think after you've listened to it. And maybe, you know, you may feel the same, maybe not. You know, one person's opinion is not always the same as another. So here's Keep On Shining. The group is Last Supper, and the album is Back to the Future, and you'll see.
Might be missing the whole principle. When I see my back's up against the wall, I'ma come. And that's why they see me. Heads high, yes, I just try to get by the rest. I ain't one to really do the pettiness. He said he is, and who's heaviest? Since the game shifted from digital, kid is pivotal to get a few residuals before you turn invisible. If you're talking nonsense, not today. I'm part of the game, but not the play. Take a look and you can spot the ray that shines brighter than the planet that's 3 blocks away.
Well, that is a song that I really find interesting, and I kind of liken it to David Ruffin a little bit. We have with us live the famous Big Daddy Kane. Hello.
Hey, what's up?
Not much. How are you?
I'm great. Everything is good.
That's excellent. I have to tell you a funny story. You're probably not going to think it's funny, but I do. I met you. Our paths crossed back in 1988.
You met me where?
In 1988 at the Palladium.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and when I said Palladium.
On 14th Street.
Yep, that's right. That is correct, yeah. And I was like, this is so funny because I never thought that I would ever see you again or even talk to you again after that and everything, but this is really interesting. And I'm kind of, you know, excited because when I think back, when I think about you, I think about that era, that time, and how much activity was going on, and there was all this new music happening and everything, and you were at the forefront of making things happen. And I'm so glad to see that you have transitioned, and you're doing some really amazing stuff now. So how does it feel moving through time the way that you have?
I mean, I feel great. I mean, I'm having a good time. Life is beautiful. I'm getting a lot of love, you know, from people, you know, on Twitter, Facebook, and everything, and at the concerts. And, you know, I mean, it's like a whole new lane for that, you know, 80s, early 90s hip-hop, you know, where I get to share the stage with Turkey Fresh, MC Light, Houdini, Slick Rick, and so many others all, you know, all the time, year-round. And then now it's like a younger generation of college kids that's coming up where they're so deep into conscious hip-hop and so deep into soul music where I get to explore new terrains, you know, with this project. So, I mean, it's just beautiful.
Yes, yes, indeed. Because I was like, hip-hop has matured, and look at him. And, well, you know, we could talk about, you know, your history. I mean, you've always been on the forefront, you know, above the curve when it came to doing something different and new. And now you have collaborated and come together with a group called Last Supper. That's correct?
Yes, ma'am. Last Supper.
Yes. Now, how did that come about?
Well, I mean, you know, these were some talented young musicians from out of New York that I had the opportunity to work with at B.B. King's nightclub. They played behind me. And, you know, they're like a hip-hop band, but, you know, they're deep into soul music because of their, you know, their form of hip-hop is like that 80s hip-hop, which was, you know, basically all soul samples, like everything that, you know, artists like myself, Biz Markie, Karis One, Public Enemy, we all sampled soul records. So they're deep into, you know, that form of music. And then someone like Showtime, he's the brother that sings with Pharoah March. You know, I mean, he's a modern-day singer of this era. But his, you know, his voice sounds, you know, like he could have been the son of Bobby Womack, you know.
That's what I was saying, because I was like, this music reminds me of, like, David Ruffin and all of that around that era. And I'm like, it's really cool because it gives you, if you are, you know, in a certain age bracket, this makes you think back to a time when things were really different. And the lyrics they deliver a message also as well. So it's more like you've taken the, like you said, Back to the Future. You know, and that's exactly the way I see it. You've taken the lyrics, you've brought them to the current day and age, but the message is similar to that of the 70s.
Oh yeah, because I mean, I just believe that, you know, a singer can be powerful and strong, and a rapper can be lyrical and witty and still, you know, have a conscious message. You know, you can still deliver something, some sort of jewel that people can take with them, you know. So, I mean, that's really one of the main things we wanted to accomplish with this project. Someone asked me about, you know, how I felt about the outcome, and I explained to them. I said, you know what, honestly, if this only sold 2 downloads, I would be happy, as long as it was something to motivate other artists and younger artists to say, yo, that whole concept was hot. I want to try something like that. If it can be that there too, to, like, you know, motivate other artists to, like, make them feel like I don't have to rhyme about nonsense. I can, you know, I can be conscious and still be a lyrical beast. I can sing about something, you know, positive or something happy and still be a great R&B artist.
That's cool, because I have to tell you, I listened to the whole album. I was really impressed. I'm like, this is phenomenal. I really like it a great deal. And I like the message that you're delivering. And it's not about, you know, hanging out on the streets. It's about doing something positive for your life, making things happen for yourself, you know, uplifting. It's really an uplifting message throughout the whole CD. And I'm just like, okay, we played Keep On Shining, and that delivered a wonderful message as well. However, there is one song that I really like, and it's called Shh. So tell me a little bit about that.
Basically, that's one of my favorites, too. I mean, it's basically, you know, a song that's talking about in relationships how sometimes, you know, you deal with misery that loves, you know, there's misery that loves company. There might be, like, a young lady may have a girlfriend, and, you know, this young lady, you know, her girlfriend, you know, doesn't have a man. And she's always bashing this young lady's man or coming back saying, I saw him doing this, I saw him doing that, you know. Or, you know, even like, you know, with a guy, you know, it can be the type of situation where one of his boys is just mad because he's spending more time with his lady instead of hanging with the fellas. So now he start hating, talking about, yo, I heard your girl used to mess with such and such. Yo, I heard, you know, it's one of them things where you basically a message trying to tell you, you know, not let outsiders into your relationship. You know, like, or like how we said that, like Marvin Gaye say, believe half of what you see and none of what you hear.
Yeah.
So it's pretty much, you know, that type of message.
Now, if you don't mind, I want to play it for our listeners because I think they need to hear that.
Hey, baby, it sounds good to me.
Okay.
Always about what I did. Next time you should be. Talk to them.
I really like the horns on this one too.
Oh, that's our band leader, Joey Mega. That's our band leader, Joey Mega. I mean, he always brings the brass section. He takes it home when it comes to that.
Yes, because I'm like, I like the beat on that. That has like the old hip hop beat to it, and then it also has that 70s vibe, and then it also has some, you know, new music added to it. I love the collaboration. I like the way you've combined all these different elements in this particular song.
You know, and you know what actually inspired the music from that song?
What?
A record by Chicago called Just You and Me.
Really? Oh, yeah. Okay. That's interesting.
Yeah, record by Chicago called Just You and Me.
Yeah. So I want to ask you, how do you feel in this particular arena? I mean, when you first stepped into it, how did you feel?
I mean, I feel good because, I mean, I've always been a fan of soul music. And, you know, I saw something interesting a few years ago. I was at a concert in Chapel Hill, and it was Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings, and it was a bunch of young college kids there, you know, watching her rock. And, you know, like Sharon is like my age, and there's all these young college kids was losing their mind for her, and I'm like, that's hot, that's what's up. Then I went back a few weeks later to see Talib Kweli, and I noticed a lot of the same faces, a lot of the same college kids that was at Sharon Jones' show was there. So, therefore, I just felt like there's that connection. There's definitely that connection. It's just a matter of figuring out the way to bridge the gap. And I think we, you know, pretty much adapted a, you know, great formula there.
Oh, good. Now, my other question, I have so many questions for you because, like, I have to, you know, I've seen all the movies that you were in, okay? And I've, you know, I've been a fan of yours, honestly, a fan of yours. And just to see you transition, and you know, a while ago they would used to kind of like snap on people who were like 40-year-old rappers. How does it feel being a 40-year-old rapper?
I mean, how does it feel being a 40-year-old rapper?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, honestly, sometimes it can be tiring.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how does it feel being a 40-year-old rapper that's still relevant?
Man, yes.
It's a blessing, and it's beautiful.
That is good. And that's really interesting because when you started out in the game, did you think that you would be able to last this long?
Absolutely. I mean, you know, it's the type of thing where back in the 80s, I was listening to Marvin Gaye, Isley Brothers, Barry White, and all these artists because this is what my moms played around the house. So here I am listening to Between the Sheets, Choosy Lover. And then I'm doing my homework, and I'm like, oh, okay, Footsteps in the Dark, Voyage to Atlantis. You know, I'm hearing, you know, other Isley Brothers, you know, songs. Who's That Lady? You know, you know, songs that came out before my time that I thought was hot. And because, you know, I got turned on to it by my mother. And these are all artists that were relevant before my time.
Mm-hmm.
But I got turned on to music they made during my time. So therefore, I mean, you know, like to feel like, okay, can an artist last that long? You know, I'm like, oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, Marvin did it. Osley's did it. Barry did it. Patti LaBelle still doing it hard, you know.
And there was a period in time where we didn't hear from you. At that point, what were you doing? You were, I guess you were transitioning, but what exactly were you doing at that point in time?
Oh, no, I was just really just chilling. I mean, you know, hip-hop had made some changes, and I was just really tired of, you know, the drama, dealing with labels, and, you know, I just fell back. I just basically said, I'm not interested. I'm good. So I've been living my life, and, you know, here and there, a couple of, you know, B-movies and stuff. Well, let me not use the word B-movies because these people, you know, nice enough to put me in their film. I guess movies that went straight to tape.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I was, you know, doing stuff like that and always on the road, you know, with artists from my era.
Now, the other question I wanted to ask you, now we're into the branding and brand management and all that other stuff. Did you think that you had created a brand for yourself back in the day? Because you did. You had created a particular brand that no one else was able to come near. How does it feel to be like on the forefront of something so spectacular at that time? Like, you did the concert at the Apollo for All Ladies, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
Well, I mean, you know, I mean, basically, I was, you know, in a zone doing what I felt, you know. I mean, I was out there, you know, basically being me and doing the type of music I felt, doing the type of shows I felt, and, you know, just giving myself to my fan base and the way that I felt, you know, was the right way. And, you know, as time, you know, I mean, I noticed how, you know, people started attributing the flat top haircut to mm-hmm. me, and like how a lot of people were getting the cuts in the eyebrows and, you know, things of that nature. And I noticed like artists like Father MC and certain others that came out with, you know, trying to, like, you know, do that type of sound. You know, so I mean, I saw it. I was like, you know, so I mean, I saw what it was, and I just it made me feel good, you know, because I mean, you know, you want to have some sort of impact as an artist, you know.
Mm-hmm. That's really interesting because yes, you did. You did leave. I mean, I too am from Brooklyn, so I know, and I saw, and I was in the middle of it myself, and I did see how you did create a whole fashion movement with your style. Everybody started wearing the, you know, the leather shirts or sweaters, you want to call them, and with the big chains, and they, you know, mimicked your haircuts and stuff like that, and even your dance style. People were just trying to kind of like copy you. But what I'm seeing now is that you've, you know, transitioned to another era and another style. And do you think or feel that you will have the same kind of pull on your audience as you did then?
I don't know. I mean, you know, I mean, you know, it's different because it's like, you know, when you're young, fashion and things like that are very important to you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you're a teenager, it's important to have the hot new clothing or the hot new hairdo, hot new sneakers, you know, that stuff that's important to you. When you're older, you know, paying the bills are more important.
Mm-hmm.
So for someone my age, I couldn't necessarily see, you know, somebody in their 40s trying to emulate what I'm, well, maybe an artist maybe might try to emulate what I'm doing musically, but,
mm-hmm.
You know, fashion-wise or, you know, something like that, nah. You know, now with the younger generation, I mean, they may take to, you know, the band members and, you know, what they do fashion-wise, you know, because, you know, we have, you know, in the whole group, you know, it's a bunch of beautiful people. You know, we have two lovely young ladies and
mm-hmm.
all the guys are good-looking dudes, you know, so they might take to, you know, what they do, you know.
Mm-hmm. Now, when you said that, you know, when you reach a certain point in your life, you think differently, you have a different message. Now, there is another one of the songs that I think captures that, and that would be Last Chance, correct?
Well, I mean, Last Chance, well, no, basically what Last Chance is saying is like brothers out here, you know, killing each other and beefing over all types of unnecessary things. They really need to get it together, you know, before,
mm-hmm.
you know, before this here world ends, because this may be your last chance to get it together. You know, we mess around and, you know, it'd be like, you know, saber-toothed tiger, mammoth, human being. You know?
Yeah.
So that's basically your last chance, saying get it together before we, before we cause ourselves to become extinct.
Okay, and that's a different message than you were singing back in the day, but you were delivering back in the day. But I want to play that because I really like that one a lot. I like what it's saying as opposed to, you know, just listen to the music. Music is excellent, but the message is excellent as well. So you get like two things, you know, for the price of one, really. So if you don't mind, I would like to play that for our listeners.
Go for it.
Okay, thank you.
Yo, I ain't come to spit the same bogus. Instead of trying to gain focus, many became hopeless. Seen all the malice there before Abbey Square was the gallery. Some killers had careers, now the news is out of here. You can't drop a clue because they don't care anyway. Easily, they be preparing to stay a year and a day. No need to make excuses, my dude, let's make answers. Y'all scared to take chances, backsliding like great dancers. Caught in the hype of the fraudulent type, talking of life, the streets is worth something more than your life. It's thought of the blight, working like a corporate device. They need to see what you're hearing like you're talking on Skype. Instead of beefing with the blue and the red, instead of trying to put two in your head, we need to organize a movement instead. To own land and some property leases and stay on top of the game like Monopoly pieces.
Get your mind right, shine right, we'll get the limelight, get your cross eyes.
Usually a mutiny for you to see blood flowing profusely, marks reading the eulogy. Survivor of the fittest, it ain't nothing new to me. Being what you choose to be, but instead you're losing me. Your next move will be such a familiar scene. When things get extreme, all you do is kill the dream. Youngin, you wanna change? Then state the truth and stand up. Now we start to look just like saber-toothed and mammoth. It would have been better if you was a trendsetter instead of carrying around this vendetta. I'm watching them behave kinda like a mental slave, looking for the center stage with one foot in the grave. But I remember brave men that gave the center wave, but y'all tend to fade those things that been the grave. Your solution is to fight them all in battle, when we can work together just like Microsoft and Apple.
Get your mind right, shine bright, get the limelight, get your grind tight.
See, I ain't got a pimp, me a Bentley, and I ain't even got a test drive and S5. I ain't got a laid back and a made back. Youngin', please, I get ass in the ride from the passenger side. When I make plans, best believe I see it through. And me getting mine, it don't include being you. I'm way beyond the norm, I'm too perplexing. Magneto to these chicks that y'all become X-Men. Number one calls and whiplash the way they neck spin. The check the anatomy, now who bad is me? In actuality, we all got the gift. But once you unwrap it, don't let it run back. So many came to be known as just a clone, thinking you in the zone but never could hold your own. Claiming that you the hotness, the best of what street. Y'all cast as microwaves, just a replica of me.
Get your mind right, shine right,
we'll
get the limelight, get your grind tight. If you the kind I need, then take a stand.
Cause you only got one way to say.
So you got that Jimi Hendrix vibe going on up there, huh?
Yeah, that's my man, Nicky Cakes. He's also the same person that's singing the chorus, too.
The one
doing the guitar solo. Yeah, yeah. That's the, he's the lead singer in the group.
Okay, that, I mean, I really like the message. I really do. I'm a fan of how you say messages in music, you know, and music and stuff. So this really just hits home for me, and I really like it a lot. So
thank you. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're quite welcome. Now, what I also wanted to know was, okay, we have this whole new era and this whole new genre of music listeners, and we have this whole new era of young folks coming out and doing their thing. I even think we have a caller on the line who might want to speak with you and ask you a question, so you let me know how you want to handle that.
Okay, that's fine.
Okay, sure, and I'll ask you the question afterwards. Hi, we have a thank you for calling. You're live. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, you're live. Do you have something you want to say?
What's this?
This is a radio show, and you are live, and we're talking with Big Daddy Kane. Thank you. I guess. Anyway, we'll get back to what I was going to say. Now, what message would you give to the young ones coming out and coming up nowadays, those that are starting out in the game? What would you have to say to them based on the lessons you've learned?
Basically, I would just tell them all to make sure that, you know, they stay true to themselves, you know, always, you know, be original and give, you know, give your unique qualities to your fan base. You know, don't go follow no trend, because when that trend is gone, you'll be gone. Make people respect you for yourself so that, you know, they know that you're real and they'll always be real with you.
That is excellent. Now, what lessons did you learn that made you, you know, kind of change the direction or the way that you think while being in the industry?
You know, this is the music business, and, you know, his last name is business. So, mm-hmm. You know, once you understand that, you know, you be very cautious of, you know, things that's going on inside this whole music field, because you have to be on top of your game, because especially right now where everything is such mass production. So you have to really be on top of your game to survive in it, to make money and keep that money in this game.
That's interesting. That's really interesting, because I know there are a lot of people who were in the game and they did very well. But, you know, the whole, as you say, the whole business aspect of it is really, really crafty and tricky. And if you're not on top of it, you will have nothing to show for all of the hard work and effort you put out. Correct?
Absolutely.
Yeah, because, yeah, I mean, we hear the stories and we see everything going on nowadays that tells us that. Now, I have to say that, you know, I'm just enjoying talking to you. However, I enjoyed talking to you back in the day when we had a conversation, too. And it was brief, but it was really good. But I wanted to know, how can people see you, you know, do your thing? Where can they see you?
Our tour schedule you can find on LastSupper.com. Also, you know, we posted, you know, we're on Twitter at Last Supper. And as far as, like, you know, my regular Big Daddy Kane stuff, you know, I have BigDaddyKane.com and at Big Daddy Kane on Twitter. But, you know, we post all our dates online. So, you know, you go on there, you see if we come into your city or your country, you know whether or not.
Okay, so how is your reception when you go overseas, when you go to Europe? How do they receive you over in Europe?
Oh, it's great. I mean, it's wonderful. I mean, you know, it's real beautiful. I mean, we actually end up doing a whole bunch of album cuts that I hardly ever get a chance to perform here, you know.
Mm-hmm. Oh, interesting. And I guess it's a long way from Brooklyn. You've come a long, long way from Bed-Stuy, huh?
I mean, I've done a lot, you know, but I don't know if I'm a long way from Bed-Stuy, because that's, you know, always going to be, you know, be home in my heart. You did.
Yes. I feel you. I feel you, because I'm, well, Prospect Heights, you know. So that's where I'm from. So I do understand that. And I'm just saying, you know, when you're coming up and you know you're running around, you're doing your thing, you never realize that, you know, you never see yourself in Europe performing on stage in front of thousands and thousands of fans and those kinds of things. And that's what I meant. You know, that's a long way from just sitting on a stoop and talking to your friends.
Definitely. A very long way. Yeah, I mean, it's a major accomplishment, and I'm glad that, you know, I've been, you know, that fortunate in my life.
Yeah, and, you know, I have to say that I am just honored that I had this opportunity to be able to talk with you and talk about your career, because it has been an amazing career, and you've done so much, and you're still doing so much more, and there's so much more left in you, and I can't wait to see what's to come going forward for you. So I'm just, like I said, you were my crush. I'm going to admit it. Back in the day.
Well, thank you so much.
Yeah, back in the day, and this is just a great honor to be able to chat with you about this, and if you would like to come back.
It's been great talking to you, too.
If you want to come back, you're welcome to come back anytime, and, you know, let us know what's going on. Let us hear some more of your music, because this particular CD, Last Supper, Back to the Future, is amazing, and the music, it just touches so many different musical genres, and you would love it. So my listeners, go out and get it, because you will not be disappointed at all. I mean, I am thoroughly pleased with what I purchased, so you guys can go out and enjoy it as well. And I just want to tell you once again, thank you for coming on and joining us. And
my pleasure.
Just keep on keeping on. I mean, you're doing well, you're doing great, and come back anytime.
Well, thank you so much. You have a great night now.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.
Okay. Everyone, that was the amazing Big Daddy Kane. And as you probably could tell, I was gushing all over the place and everything, because he was my crush when I was younger. And, you know, some things you don't wear out your system, but it's okay. I really enjoyed the opportunity of being able to talk to him and seeing where he is now. And it's interesting how we evolve and we change, but yet we remain the same. So he's remained true to his craft, and he remains true to the message that he's delivering and what he's doing. And that's something that we all need to learn to do, hold on to our dreams and just stick with it. Because when you do, the end result is far more than the money that you get. It's far money than the fame that you get. It's what makes you feel good inside. What really fuels you and drives you to being the best that you can possibly be. And when you rest, and when you do rest or retire, whatever the case may be, you know that you've done your best and you've done what you wanted to do. And that is a feeling and a sense of satisfaction that I believe you can't get and you can't buy anywhere. So it's just, for me, it's just an honor to be able to talk to someone who has held on to their dreams and kept true to themselves. So I guess there's always a message in every interview that we do, and the message is just be true to you and stick with your dreams. I'm going to let you guys go. I will be back again on Saturday, and we're going to have another young artist on our show who's going to just deliver some more interesting music, and we're going to have another chat. So I appreciate you guys. I appreciate you for taking the time to be with me. As always, it's a pleasure. As always, come back and join us. Let us know what you think and feel, and we will definitely talk to you soon. Be well and have a wonderful, wonderful evening.
That's our show for today. So until next time, keep it real, listen, learn, and live.